I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Saving the world is a challenge under the best of circumstances. Saving it from zombies is especially demanding, so you'd hope a potential savior had a carefully worked out plan. That's not the case in World War Z. The hero, Jerry Lane, is played by Brad Pitt. Jerry is a family man who used to be some sort of operative for the United Nations. When it looks like he's the only one who can save us, he flies off to South Korea, Israel, and England with a blithe reliance on chance encounters, cryptic tips, and his own hunches. And what do you know? The solution he finds actually works, and so does the movie, against heavy odds. It's no secret that the production was plagued by problems, went wildly over budget, and missed last year's scheduled release because they had to figure out and shoot a new ending. The ending turns out to be as shaky as the logic of the plot that precedes it. Yet this shambles of a sci-fi thriller in impressive 3D turns out to be really enjoyable and a singular vision of planetary chaos. The movie was directed by Mark Forster, and it wastes no time on an extended tease. Jerry and his wife serve breakfast pancakes to their two daughters in Philadelphia, head out for a family drive, and then, whammo, all hell breaks loose. Street-level savagery in the city of brotherly love gives way to breathtaking aerial shots of the surging swarms. It's as if some vast metastasis were being tracked by Google Earth. Before anyone can say zombie, the word first turns up in an email from South Korea, crazed chompers have invaded cities around the world. That's when Jerry hops a C-130 for a U.S. base in South Korea to see what he can find. Earlier versions of the script had the zombie virus originating in China. Then the studio realized that this could lose them a huge market. Jerry's stopover in Jerusalem won't alienate Israeli moviegoers. He's there because Israel has somehow managed to build a wall to keep the zombies out. But it's hard to believe the wall wasn't intended as a symbol of other Israeli walls, so its catastrophic failure can be seen as political comment and will certainly be seen as one of the movie's most spectacular action sequences. The quality of the action is variable in World War Z. Zillions of digital zombies constitute too much of a bad thing. Individual zombies first seem absurd, yet they stick to their twitches and fire up our fears. Some of the most suspenseful action grows out of a traditional formula. Jerry and a wounded female Israeli soldier trying to evade zombies as they sneak around a World Health Organization laboratory in Wales. And happily for us humans, the movie's greatest asset, talk about tradition, is its star. It doesn't matter that we never get to know who Jerry really is. Brad Pitt grounds him in unspoken wisdom, unflappable courage, and unforced charm. We're lucky to have him on our side. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.